Today, Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Dalid Omud Aleph. We're still in Siman Lamed Beis, and we are at the very top, finishing up the last Mishneh Berurah from a discussion we had yesterday, Sif Katan Kufayin Ches. Yesterday, we discussed the requirement for the bottom of the tefillin to be perfectly square. And the Mishneh Berurah discusses this and states, Delo Kimo Shinoagim Kitsas, and not like some Sofrim, Lasso Shoyad Agula Berosho, that make the Shoyad, the top of the box of the Shoyad, somewhat in a circular fashion, not perfectly square. Rakshimar Beya Hatitura Milamata. They only make sure that the bottom is perfectly square, but the top of the box they're not concerned about it, and they round it off even. Elabena Shoyad or Bena Sharosh, the Mishneh Berurah writes, both the Shoyad and the Sharosh, you Miruboyim, have to be square throughout the entire box. And specifically in regards to the Sharosh, which is made up of the four compartments, it's Arba Batim Yachad. We look at all four of the compartments together, and that should be square. Not that each one itself has to be a square compartment. Furthermore, the ribua abatim tzorich lios b'chol meshach govon. And as I already mentioned, the squareness of the box has to be all the way from the bottom at the titura all the way up to the top of the box. It can't just be square at some point. Furthermore, the gam harivui ya'ide abatim atzmon, and the boxes themselves, the part on top of the titura, has to be square, v'lo ya'ide dover acher shemetiach aleim, and not because you've added some additional substance to it that will square it out. So on its own it wasn't square, and then you added some material to it to make it square. And he tells us, we'll discuss this more in a few moments, in Siv Katan Kuf Pei Hei. Dirshu footnote 214 brings down over here, Mashmad Midvarav, we learn over here from the words of the Mishneh Berurah, Shadavka Tiach Shiesh Bo Mamoshes. The problem with adding something to make the squareness is that something that you're adding has substance to it. However, if you're just painting on a little bit of extra blackness, as we'll see, is an important thing to make sure that the tefillin are black, but to just paint on, to put on additional black ink, and that will also square off a little bit where it may have been slanty, you'll add some thickness to it, and it won't be so curved, it'll be more straight and squared, that is permissible, mutter. And kein hora chazonish, the Archos Rabbeinu, the Chazon Ish said the same thing, and it's brought down the name of the stipler, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law. B'tfilin shahaisol and pino achas agula b'miktsas, there was a pair of tefillin that was a little bit rounded off at one of the corners, and lahashchiro kam upon them, they would blacken it and thicken up that corner to square it off, achetiye b'ruvas, and that was perfectly good. The Ramon now adds, Hagah, aval agova habatim, the height of the batim, ein lahakpidim hu yoser meiroch bon viorkon. It doesn't have to be a perfect cube. The box of the tefillin, the batim, don't have to be a cube. The only requirement for a square is in the length and the width over here, but not the height. The height does not have to be a perfect square in same dimensions as the length and width. Now, the Halacha Berurah does bring down that it's a noi, it's a beautification of the tefillin, if that is so, but that is not a requirement. It is a hidur, but not a requirement. In the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim writes, in Dibur HaMaskel Ein Lahakpid, the ribua lo nemar ela al orech virochav. The length and the width is the only place where we have this requirement to have rivua, to be squared, not in the height. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Asa mirubos, if you originally made the tefillin perfectly square and appropriate lachatchila, but after time, v'achos man, niskalka ribuan, it's worn out, and after time, it's no longer perfectly square. Yesh misha omer, shetzorich lirabon. The Mechaber writes, there are those that say that one has to square it off. Siv Katan Kuf Pei, the Mishneh Berurah points out that this lashon of Yesh Misha Omer is Ein Cholek Bazeh. Nobody's arguing with it. Normally when you say Yesh Misha Omer, it sounds like somebody else disagrees. And there are those that say, and there are those that say differently. So the Mishneh Berurah points out, like we've had previously as well, as he says in Siv Katan Kuf Chav Gimel, where a similar lashon of Yesh Misha Omer was used, and it also did not represent any machlokes. So the Mishneh Berurah pointed out there, and he points out over here, that this is the derech of the Mechaber Kein Baharbi Mekomos to use the lashon of Yesh Misha Omer, even though there's no machlokis. He's only trying to point out that some sort of a chiddush. The Halacha Berurah brings down as well the Machzis HaShekel, who says the same idea. She'ein kavonis morin ha-Shulchan Aruch lomar she'yesh cholkim hazeh. Shulchan Aruch isn't trying to suggest that anybody disagrees with this. Sharei lo motzanu mishiachlok hazeh. We don't find any other poskim that disagree with this. And since nobody else mentions otherwise, it appears that everybody agrees with the Shulchan Aruch over here. So this is a din chadosh shelo nimtza beferish. The Mechaber uses this lashon of Yeshi Mishomer when he introduces a new din that isn't specifically expressly stated, and therefore this is the lashon of Yeshi Mishomer over here. And he says the Chayyadim says the same thing, and the Mishnah Berurah over here, as we just pointed out already, says the same thing as well. Although in Dirshu footnote 217, he does bring down that the Bir Halacha in Simin Lamed Gimel does say that the Rambam is Cholik al Zeh. So Tzorich Iyun exactly on how this Rambam fits in with what we just said. In Sivkot and Kuf Pei Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you have to square it off, as we just said from the Mechaber. Why? The Kivan de Ribun, Halacha Moshe Misinai, this squareness is a requirement, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and Bechol Shaita, Bo'ina Shimu Rabon. And it's not enough that you made it originally in a perfectly good fashion, and now it's not good, it's not a problem. No, it has to be a squared off shape the entire time. However, person doesn't have to go crazy and take out a micrometer every day and measure it, as we already talked about in yesterday's shir. One is allowed to rely upon, if it looks good, it is good. Unless he specifically sees that the squareness is no longer present there. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, and he says, "V'nisake matitura." If somehow the titura becomes somewhat slanted or bent, avshe be'etzem umeruba, even though it really is to the majority squared off, rach machmas his akmus hatitura nearest kemoshein umeruba yazav isakin. If it appears a little bit bent, but it is actually squared, if you'd straighten it out, you should try to straighten it out, and this way you'll still have the perfect square for the titura as well. The Rama then adds, "Hagah." The four boxes, while each one doesn't have the four compartments of the Sharosh, while each one is not a square itself, when you combine all four of them in their length and width, that should be a perfect square. And in order to do this, you should try to have all four of equal size. Now, this is, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Kuf Pei Beis, only lechatchila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, ubidiyeved, if you didn't do this, as long as it's square, afilu echod rochav mechaveru kosher, if any of the individual ones are wider, but they're wider than the other three, but altogether they still have a square appearance to it, so then it's kosher, bidiyeved, lechatchila, for beautification, you should try to have all four of the compartments the same size. Now we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah that we skipped, Sivkot and Kufayin Tes. He says, if it was Niskalkel Ribuon, if you originally made it perfectly square, but then somehow over time, because of the wear and tear on the tefillin, it no longer had its square positioning, Kigon, for example, Shinis Asbu HaBatim, if the batim somehow became slanted or pushed to a side, Zepon LeMizroch V'Zeh LeMarav, one of the four components of the Shel Rosh, turned towards the left, one turned towards the right. Or if the points, the corners of the batim, legamre, achinasa ogol, are no longer square and they become rounded off, or the bottom part of the tefillin, or the tefira, the stitching of the tefillin, if any of these lost their ribua, their squareness, this is what the Mechaber is saying is a problem. In Dirshu footnote 215, he writes, how much of a shear is there that you've lost the ribua? So he brings down the Keses HaSofer, who brings down the name of the Chasam Sofer, that if there's any airspace bein kol echad v'yechad, between the different parashos compartments, afilu kimlo machat sitkis, even like a small needle over here, eino nechshav kimiruvua, you've lost the squareness and it's no good. However, he brings down the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Shelus Tshuva Space Yehuda, Shekol She'efsho lachatz min es habatim, if you can compress the batim, v'ayidei kach yu atfilin uruvos, if they retain their squareness when you push them together, they still are kosher, even if when you don't push them together, there is still a little bit of space in between them. In the issue footnote 216, he writes, what happens if the corners, the pinos over here, of the top of the tefillin, of the batim, is somewhat no longer square? So he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, Shalom Nifsilu HaTfilin. This doesn't ruin it for the Tfilin according to the Aruch HaShulchan. He's Meikel over here. Because this doesn't really ruin the squareness. It's only the top part over here that's a little bit rounded, and he says that wouldn't ruin it. Brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Sibra Yosher, however, Shim HaKilkel Bezovios Eino Nikar Kolkach Lehedyo Yesh Lokel. It's only if it's not recognizably, visibly, no longer square. But if it is, then it is a problem. And he says the same thing in the Tshuva's Churas Shai, as well as the Shevet Halevi and the Orlet Tziod. Seif Mem. The Mechaber writes, Or HaBatim, Mitzvah Lasoso Shochar, the appearance of the Batim, the hide that makes up the Batim, has to be black. But he uses the expression mitzvah lasos shachar. It's a mitzvah to make it shachar. And he tells you, the Ramah adds ayin lekamon in sif simin lamid gimel. Mishnah Brewer explains in Sif Katan Kuf Pei Gimel, when he says the bottom over here, the kol shekein sheyadakdek shashin yeh shachar, the shin that is part of the bottom made by folding the hide in a certain way so that the shin is present on both sides of the shel rosh, the three-headed and four-headed shin that is present on the shel rosh is the shame of Hashem, part of the shame of Hashem, and that certainly must be black. Sometimes if it's very old pair of tefillin, niklaf mimenu ashachris, the blackness can, so to say, come off, and that's a problem. In Dirshu footnote 219, he brings down from the Sefer B'tikun Tefillin, kosav shuha din sheish lahashchir es hamavarta vatitura, that you also have to blacken the mavarta, which is the part where the strap runs through the tefillin, on the base, and the titura, which is the regular base of the tefillin underneath the bottom. And these should also be blackened, not only the boxes themselves. The Halacha Brewer brings down that this usage of the lashon of mitzvah litzvoa or habatim is noi mitzvah. And he says, welcome, b'di'evet im lo tzvoa habatim b'shachar k'sherim. If you don't blacken them in, they are kosher. He says, however, the minhag Yisrael is to blacken the boxes of the tefillin. Similarly, in Sivkot and Kuf Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Brewer himself writes, Mashma b'di'eved, that this is a requirement to blacken, as I mentioned, something that we do l'chatchila. However, if you don't do it, it's a mitzvah to do it l'chatchila, but it's not ma'akev if you didn't do this. But then he brings down the Yesh Poshkim, the Sfir Lehu, du halacha l'moshe misinai, k'mo ritzuas. He does bring down other opinions that say that it is a halacha l'moshe misinai, just like the ritzuas are halacha l'moshe misinai, that they be black, so too is there an opinion that the batim have to be black, and this would be li'ikuvahu, afilu b'di'evet, it would be no good according to these opinions, even b'di'evet, if they weren't blackened. Dirshu footnote 220 brings down, this is based upon the Gemara in Menachos, where it says that the Ritzuos have to have halach l'moshe misinai to be black, and some Rishonim say that this is not only the Ritzuos, but is also the batim. Since according to some this is a requirement, halach l'moshe misinai, it should be done ideally if it's blackened by a bar chiyuva, and he should be mechavin, and he should say, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. And that's also what the Halacha Brewer says, l'shem kedushas tefillin. The Mishnah Brewer continues and then brings down from the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agra, mashmashu mitzadei kein l'alocha. The Vilna Gaon says that it is ma'akev if it's not black, and b'dievet it's no good. And it says so too holds the Yeshuas Yaakov. And mashma from this as well, the Eliyarab holds this way, u'b'shiaretz k'neses agdola. Also, all of these great achronim say one should be machmer. Unless you have no choice, in lo b'makom de lo efsher, yesh lismoch adivri hamekilin kedei shelo lizbatel mitzvah tefillin. There is absolutely no alternative, so then if it's not perfectly blackened, so one should put them on, mistama one can even make a bracha, because there are poskim that say that this is only a lechatrila, but it's not a b'di'evet, and we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah tefillin, because you can't fulfill it lechatrila, but you could fulfill it b'di'evet. Sivkot Kuf Pehe, the Mechaber said it should be black, and the Mishnah Brewer says, Hashachrus Tov Yosef Shiyeh B'tzeva Shochar She'en Bo Mamish Klal. You should paint it black with something that doesn't really have substance to it. You shouldn't put on a material that will essentially almost be able to be peeled off and act as a separate piece of the tefillin, because that would be an enchatzitza, so that's a problem. Hatfilin yushchorim, the Mishnah Brewer says, rak b'chazus b'yalma. You should have them look black, but they shouldn't be essentially a case of black material surrounding the leather of the tefillin. Best example I can think of where this is an example where it would not be good would be if you didn't blacken the actual leather of the tefillin, but you just put on the box that many people have that they put on their shoyad and said that's the outside of the tefillin. That would not be acceptable. Yikal makom, the Mishnah Brewer says, hamashchirim b'min glanz. If somebody polishes with some sort of a black paint, sheyev shalakalfo, as long as it doesn't come off, you can't peel it off. Alpha b'shichol l'hosim and aklaf ayde peruin dakin, even though you could somehow manage to peel it off in some fashion, but it's not really something that could easily be peeled off, ein l'hachmer b'di'evet, then it would be acceptable b'di'evet. In a footnote 224 in the Dirshu, he brings down, why? Because one can rely upon the Noda B'Yehuda's opinion over here, shekol shebolin oso, anything that's made to beautify the tefillin, even though it has mamashes to it, is batel to the bias and is not considered as if it is a chatzitza, so to say, from the tefillin seeing the outside. There is a din that they have to be roes ha'avir, and therefore having something that is subordinate to the tefillin doesn't ruin that. Mishnah Brewer then brings down that we will discuss in Sif Memches, name of the Prima Gadim, that he also is not machbir. Ochein, mashichichu sofri zmanenu. He says, however, nowadays it are sofri mashchirim b'ticha shechol liklov b'shleimus. They add on some sort of a blackness that can essentially be peeled off. They use a material that essentially is almost like a plating on top of the tefillin. They called sadmin a tefillin on all the sides of the tefillin. V'tzurasu kamonio shachor. It's like adding a piece of black paper on top of the actual leather of the tefillah itself. Zeh pasul, that's certainly no good. And he brings us down the name of the Nishmas Adam and the Baal Beis Meir, not like the Noda Behuda that I just mentioned a moment ago. In the issue footnote 225, he explains the Nishmas Adam, Sha'atzeva hu dover b'fnei atzmo. In this situation, the Tzeva is a separate entity. It's not subordinate like the Noda Behuda said, and it's not batel l'bayis and is a chatzitza ben habayis li'avir, separating the actual bayis from the external atmosphere. The Rambam mentioned to look in Simun Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Kuf Pei Vav that he's telling us Ayin Shom B'Mishnah Berurah that Rambam Ka'azel L'Shita Samachaber. The Rambam is alluding to the Shita that the Machaber has over here. Durak Mitzvah Yalmud. It says it's only a Lichatchila. L'Fimasha Kosav Nebios Kuf Pei Dalid Yesh Laim Zeh. However, as we already pointed out, there are those that disagree and say it's an absolute Chiyav and it's Ma'akev B'Diyevid. Rabbi then continues and writes, the choritz, the groove, shebein, bayis, lebayis, that's separating the four compartments, sir shegiyah ad tefer, has to go all the way down. Vim lo egiyah ksheru, if it doesn't go all the way down, it still is kosher b'dievet. However, v'hu shiyah nikar hechoritz, kidei shiyu dalad rosha nir and lakol, but it must be clearly visible to somebody to actually see that there are four compartments in the shel rosh. In Sifkot and Kuf Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, Avol Meinu Nikar Mibuchotz, if it's not visible externally, Av Shemivnim Yesh Dalet Batim, V'chol Parshu Parshu Unachas B'Vayis B'Fnei Atzmo, Lo Mahani. Even though on the inside there are four separate compartments, and each parchment is in a separate compartment, that's still no good if it's not easily recognizable externally. And in Sifkot and Kuf Pei Ches, he adds, Avol Srita or Rishima B'Amu Lo Mahani Klal. But if you don't really have a full separation, but you just made some sort of a mark, an indentation in the external surface of the bias, that is no good. You really need to have a separation in between the four components, and the separation, the grooves, have to be visible clearly from the outside. And he brings down the king Chayyodam, Me'ein B'masei HaSofrim. The Chayyodam was very much against the Sofrim. Shemedavkin Abatim V'tochin Es Kol HaBayis B'tiachol B'glanz Raksh Osim Roshim B'glanz. He was very much against where they would glue them so tightly together that there really was no separation between the four compartments from the outside, and they would just make a groove in it and say that's the separation. And ideally, it should lechatchila go all the way down to the bottom. He says, look in the Bir Halacha for further discussion of that. He says, certainly, putting some sort of a leather on the outside of it and then just making a groove in that leather is certainly no good. It's like you're wearing a shel yad on your shel rosh, and that's not acceptable. We ran a little bit over time. We'll discuss some more of these things tomorrow. This ends today's shiur.